Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, Nick Caserio meets with the media at noon today, so a little over 2 hours. What are we looking to hear from him? This will be the first chance that the media gets to talk to Nick since the Jalen Petrie extension. So I'm anxious just to, you know, any insight on that. I think we'll get, you know, that's, as you and I have pointed out, this does not feel like a huge surprise out of nowhere that he was getting this thing.
No, and I think the biggest thing about some of the extensions are you always got to remember the fact that they kick in a year later, usually. And that you got to look at the deal as almost, okay, over, it's a 3-year extension, but what are you paying him over the course of 4 years? And if I were to go out in free agency and try to sign a similar player, would I be able to get him for the same amount? I think that's the way that Nick kind of looks at it. Yeah. And that's where Jalen Petrie's deal really makes sense. It works out to $10.5 million per year, where, you know, where he's not a safety, but the best safeties in the league are making over $20 million per year. He's not a linebacker, but the best linebackers in the league are making $17 or $18 million per year. He is somewhere between a safety and a linebacker, and he's making $10.5 million per year and doing his specific role really well. I think he's not going to go into that type of detail about it, but it'd be interesting. He's gushed about Jalen Petrie quite a few times, so I don't know if there's anything that he can say above and beyond what he's already said.
Yeah, to be clear, my expectation level for just how granular he gets on really any of these topics is not super high. Like, this is an already guarded front office that is a week out from the draft, so I don't think we're going to get any cheat codes or anything like that. But as far as the draft goes, you know, I'm curious, like, what's the some level of discussion on the importance of protecting C.J. Stroud as it pertains to the draft. You know, this is the first crack that everybody's getting at Nick since the teardown of the offensive line has taken place.
Have they had a conversation with C.J. Stroud about how they're planning on addressing all of the issues from last year?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Every now and then when I'm talking about the Texans offseason, and, you know, as we talk our way through down 9 different routes and facets of the whole ordeal. Yeah. At the end of the day, they fired the offensive coordinator and they got rid of 3 offensive line starters. And the offensive line coach was probably going to retire, but he's also gone as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as close to a complete overhaul as you could realistically get. The only guys they really retained other than Titus Howard are younger guys with promise and upside. And then they bring in some 1-year veteran types, but it's a reset completely and totally from the offensive coordinator down to the offensive linemen themselves.
Can you think of anything even close to what they've done? Like along the offensive line, like when the team was bad and they fired Gary Kubiak, they made a point to hang on to Chris Myers for another year. And Dwayne Brown was on that line and stuff. And, when the team got bad with, you know, when Deshaun at the end of the COVID year, Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard, they're all still around. Like, this is a concerted effort to completely revamp a position group in a room that we haven't seen before.
You know? And it's and the hard part is, and I know that it's gotten frustrating for fans, is that you see the teardown. And people expected a more aggressive rebuild.
Yeah.
And the Texans were very careful and judicious in how much they spent on offensive linemen. And they didn't go out and get some of the better guys in free agency. It's got to start. I mean, this is from the ground up. It's got to mostly going to come through the draft.
Yes. So. How judicious the rebuild is an incomplete story right now. Because if they if they do get aggressive, if they draft Tyler Booker, what if they, or they traded up to get a guy in the first round who's, you know, who fits the bill for them. That would be big.
Well, and there's still trade opportunities too. That's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden out of nowhere in early July or something, we're going to get hit upside the head by a trade.
That could happen. Running back in the draft. I'll be curious if that's a position that gets asked about. And if so, where, if the Dameon Pierce rhetoric is the same this year as it's been in previous years.
Okay, it'll be interesting because Nick's not going to divulge anything that's going to give anything away. He might speak perhaps on whether the league is evaluating running backs differently because of the Saquon Barkley experience, because of Derrick Henry last year, and then because of the strength of this year's running back class. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he thinks that the tide is shifting. He might speak in generalities about that.
Yeah, maybe so. And you're right. He's not going to speak in specifics on how the Texans feel about running backs, but that would be good just to get his general view. This may be more of a topic for the summertime than it is this draft. You know, you're a week out from the draft. You're trying to get more specifics about what direction the team is going to go. I am curious now, especially in light of the Nico Iamaleava situation, if now we're 4 years in. It'll be 4 years on July 1st that the NIL era began. It began July 1st, 2021. So we're four almost full calendar years into this NIL portal era that we're in right now. And you and I have talked to Nick. We've interviewed him during that whole footprint of time. You and our relationship with him started the day he got hired. Are they starting to get any sort of data on kids that transfer a lot that have NIL, I don't know if issues is the right word because you don't hear about it. Like, Nico's got an NIL issue. You know what I mean? Like, is there any correlation to kids who have been super fluid and highly paid in this era to how they translate to the NFL?
Yeah. And like the maturity that they've shown perhaps in managing the
good or bad, right? Yeah.
They've probably seen that, okay, this guy did not handle his NIL experience very well at all, just on the money side of things.
Yes.
Did he go out and blow it all on a bunch of really stupid stuff, and then he was asking for a loan or a payday advance we'd like to know exactly how this guy is going to handle having a boatload of money for the first. It's not going to be the first time in his life.
No,
he's already been through it before. You've already got a feel for that. Or just, you know, did he make some mistakes his sophomore year, but then he showed he'd learned from those lessons. I honestly would say the number of 19-year-olds who can handle getting a boatload of money up front, like in a very unregulated environment,
small list,
and handle it well.
Yeah.
It's probably, especially in an environment where other guys are getting a boatload of money too, and there's kind of a keeping up with the Joneses element and dynamic there. It's impressive if you can handle it. It's impressive if you can do that.
And you're away from home. Your parents aren't looking over your shoulder every day to see what you're doing with the money and whatnot, you know?
I wonder if they should probably lean into basketball and baseball scouts and front office people. They have a lot more experience with that, with really young guys getting a boatload of money, 19-year-olds getting a boatload of money real quickly.
There's probably some relevant data to be had there for sure. Now I'm saying relevant data. Now I sound like the magical Gladstone.
You sound like the magnificent Gladstone.
I sound like the magnificent fraud. Gladstone.
You sound like a fencer, not a fighter.
Speaking of which, can Nick Caserio hit this bar today at his press conference? This was the magnificent Gladstone, the GM of the Jaguars, saying, if you're not intangibly rich, you're not a Jaguar.
At the end of the day, we focus the majority of our attentions on who it is that we're really interested, who fits the profile for really what we want to invite into this environment. And if you're not intangibly rich, it's gonna be a hard time for that person to really mesh here. And I think those that will thrive in the environment that we create and cultivate are going to be people that fit the mold for what we've talked about to date, and that is all the physical and mental toughness attributes. And if you don't meet those thresholds that we've set, it's going to be something that we sort of go in a different direction.
Oh my God,
he intangibly uses... rich, Sean. He doesn't want some guy walking in and saying, "Show me the tangible assets. Show me the tangible assets."
Table,
no, he wants
chair,
a guy who cares about
laptop.
The intangible assets.
He
yeah.
uses that part, that part in the last 20 seconds where he talks about the mold and the this and that. Like, this guy uses 100 words for something that takes 10. It's,
yeah.
Oh, Nick won't do that today. Now, Nick does give long answers sometimes, but and Nick does use buzzwords on occasion, but not like this guy.
Show me your patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Those are, I want intangible assets. Yeah.
Those are.
Tangible assets are BS.
Dude.
Yeah. You know what the ideal answer for a prospect to give the Jaguars is if he's asked a question about NIL, he'd say, you know what? The NIL was great for giving me a bunch of tangible assets, but I want to be intangibly rich. And playing for Nick Saban gave me all the intangible riches that I would need to sustain me through my life and on into future generations.
Well, they would
do. I got Trajan Wealth manages my intangible assets as well as my tangible
That's
assets.
That's true.
Yeah.
They would do that except for one thing. The magnificent Gladstone does not like sitting down and meeting with prospects. Here he is.
Oh, that's right.
Why they don't do any top 30 visits for the Jags.
So much of the work that's done in preparation for these decisions starts years in advance. And, you know, the sourced intel from those who have lived with these individuals is likely to be more accurate than me sitting down with a prospect for a short period of time and attempting to dissect who that human being is. And so I don't know that I don't view myself as having this extreme superpower of deciphering the complexity of a person in an hour, right? I would probably say I can work that in tandem, but there are other mechanisms that we tend to lean into to help us determine whether or not a player is in fact a fit for us. More than
Say
just a singular
points.
Touch point that
See,
would be
go.
A top 30 visit. We have a lot of
Say
additional
again.
Mechanisms that we deploy that don't necessarily put us at risk for the rest of the world
Say
to know which direction
again.
We're heading as well, because so often those become public facing touch points.
Yeah,
at which point you're sacrificing some
off,
version
man.
Of strategy.
I just Say touch point again, bleeper, bleeper.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, guys. How are your touch points doing this morning?
I said it the day he was hired to Reggie.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the Jags.
So you think.
I said it the day. Did I not?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the Jags.
Yeah.
You know what he reminds me of? It's,
I hope you're right.
It's the guy, when he said sourced intel, he reminds me of the guy that speaks in military lingo without having a military background. You know, like, hey, let's secure the location or whatever. All that, like, they talk like they're a colonel.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you at 1500.
Yeah. Hello, fellas.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm so glad you played that.
How we doing? Oh, yeah, it's second time we played it.
Honestly, I think that talent is going to serve him well. He's just going to obfuscate, you know, his actual responsibilities.
Obfuscate is a word he would use.
That was the intention there.
The
no, he would add an adverb in front of it.
Oh,
it can't
just
be intel. It's got to be sourced intel.
Yes, that's true.
He would obfuscate.
Yeah. He would excessively obfuscate.
That's what he would do.
Yeah.
That's what he would do. So we're excited, man. So Golden State, who were you guys rooting for last night?
Well, I just was assuming Golden State was going to win, but I was rooting for Memphis.
Yeah, especially after seeing Zach Edey play.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding. Boy, he was a big part of what they were trying to do.
Yes, he was.
Why?
Yes, he was.
Okay, that's why you're the interim coach, I suppose.
I'll tell you what, guys. Your question of the day has become mother's milk to me. I look forward to it. You guys walk in, I start salivating.
Yes, we've got the Pavlovian response. Yes.
I have not told Seth what it is beforehand, mm-hmm. So there's some suspense. By the way, Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Gentlemen, what is the question of the day?
All right. So based on Draymond Green and Steven Adams are going to have they're going to reunite.
Reunite.
Yep. Yeah. Draymond Green has kicked Steven Adams in the boys at least twice.
Oh, yeah. He has, hasn't he?
At least twice.
Yeah.
You will hear that audio. So what are the guy code rules that should never be broken? You don't do that.
You don't.
Man.
Yeah. No, hitting below the belt in any shape, form, or fashion.
You don't ever do that unless it's a fight to the death in the streets or something where you have
and
to.
And even then, it's not gentlemanly.
Oh, you know what I'll tell you? This used to annoy me to no end. This is the thing. All right. Everybody, okay, so classic guy code would be like, listen, you know, don't tell, you know, obviously you don't disclose what happens at a bachelor's party to to your buddy's spouse or whatever. This used to drive me insane, is when guys would tell stories about bachelor parties to the, like, women who weren't involved with it at all, but just women in general.
Yes, that's it. That's one.
Yeah, like, like, they might not be involved with a wedding party or know anything about the bride or groom or anything, but they're just, like, dishing on all these stories that then, in the future, will screw over that guy's fiance at some point.
Yes.
Like, you know, it just, you're screwing some unknown, unnamed guy. But you know, it's a touch point that doesn't need to be touched.
That's right.
thank you, Gladstone. To take it to an extreme, and I've seen this happen. How about guys who are best men at weddings who mix some of that into their toast?
That's a classic.
That's
obvious.
You've seen that one? Yes, I've seen that happen.
There are any number of directions you can go in this. I was telling Sean during the break, Seth. Like, let's say we all go over to Seth's house for a barbecue, and it's very straightforward, you know, little steaks or burgers or something.
Oh, damn, you don't think Seth can do something special?
No, I'm just saying, just something as easy as that, just as an example. And I stand up next to Seth, and I'm holding my beer, and I tell him, well, you know what I would do. When somebody's grilling,
start dishing advice.
That's it. I don't care if it's good.
Yeah. I need to cut the temperature down a little bit.
Did you reverse sear that?
Look a little dry, huh?
Did you reverse sear that?
it's very big, bro. Like, hey, you're probably going to want to flip that or something. Yeah. That's the male Karen-ing.
I've got one that is not necessarily. It's not 100% a guy code thing, but I'll put it into this conversation because it's like a 90% guy code thing just based on the mix of people that I see playing blackjack at any given time.
Oh, okay.
When you sit down at a blackjack table in the middle of a good shoe.
Yes.
While that table is winning and there's an empty chair, don't wait.
Don't do it.
You wait. You at least ask permission of the people at the table to sit down. And if there's one person that says, no, can you wait till the end of the shoe? Or can you at least wait till it gets cold?
Yeah.
You know, till the dealer starts hitting us with 21s upside the head. That's a big one for me. You know, that's you know, most of my rules are casino related.
I didn't know that that blackjack table etiquette.
Do you play blackjack?
Not frequently.
Okay,
but and so I'm in prime offender territory there
for sure. I would not want you sitting at third base, as they call it, making all the decisions that decide how the table ends.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah, that's right. Fair.
If you ever play blackjack, make sure I'm with you. I'll make sure you don't get beat. All right.
We'll make plans too.
Yeah.
Seth, I do want to come back around to you because, like, obviously there's like the general ones, but I always wonder, are there any things that are like kind of more specific to a football locker room? Because I imagine that a football locker room has some additional rules that we would never even consider in some of those circumstances.
Oh, that's a really good question. You know what? Let me think on that. That would be a good segment for tomorrow, Sean.
Okay. I love it.
Don't ask about money. Don't bring up money.
Guy code,
yeah,
locker room.
That's a good one.
Don't locker bring up room, money. Guy code, right?
So, you know the one thing that always bothered me, and this wasn't a code thing or anything, but it broke down to the individual, was that like sometimes like, you're sitting in the training room, you're getting treatment or whatever, getting your ankles taped. I always felt really uncomfortable when players would start talking about money or like money they're spending or something in a way in front of the trainers who don't make much money at all. I always felt like, man, just like have a little bit of sense about the, you know, you don't need to be flaunting it in front of guys like this that are like literally serving you by taping your ankles and cleaning up your blood and spit and everything.
No doubt. That's a good one. All right, I got it down for tomorrow. Locker room guy code. Mm-hmm. Got a perfect spot to put it to.
I'm excited
tomorrow.
To hear that.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'll make sure it's at a point where you guys are in your cars.
You don't have to do that. There's a radio rewind feature in the YouTube page.
I keep the YouTube on in my office.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, guess what? Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto
That's
Leasing.
Right.
I'm in midseason form.
You're in playoff
now.
Form.
Thank
I
you,
like
playoff
it.
Form for the Rockets in honor of them. All right, we're done. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies to you, and I hope you deploy all the mechanisms available via your sourced intel to efficientize your modes of operation and reduce the number of singular touch points to which we were referring.
That was fantastic. Holy crap, that was good. Yeah. Is the magnificent Gladstone something that still has legs during the season? Do I peep in on his pressers during the year?
Yeah, and be sure you schedule some spontaneity sometime during the season.
I've got it down for 12:45 today.
Okay, good.
A half hour into the Astros game. Yes.
So that you can engage synergy.
And now we're spontaneous.
Right, yes. All right. Fellas, touch points to all of you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.